EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I think I'll just read what's on the page here. Good morning and welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. Good morning, Melissa! Exclamation
point. Good morning.
Point.
Yes, I'm playing with my microphone here.
Hey, wasn't that cool overnight and the night before and the wind and the blowing and a yucca?
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I woke up and it was pouring rain this morning.
The mountain's gone. It's snowy. That's cool.
So
that's really
pretty.
Cool. I love it when they do that.
Yeah, it's spring.
Yeah, right.
One more snowfall.
I thought sure the roof was going to come off, but I'm not sure where it was going to go.
That's because you're up on the mountain there.
Kind of on the side, but life goes on. So here we are, another radio show about El Paso history. KTSM AM 690 is where you usually find us.
Usually,
even though Randy Limbert put in the El Paso scene, we're on 630. That is not accurate. If you followed those directions, you're not here.
6:30.
Okay. I don't know where
that's
got
a new
that.
One.
But no, that's in the El Paso scene.
Must have been late.
Whatever
at night.
The case. But we're also out there on the internet, right? I mean, we've got this.
That's right.
This thing out there.
Go to ktsmradio.com and you can click on the iHeartRadio link, and that will let you listen to us anywhere on the planet, on top of mountains, anyplace.
And we tell people Texas history begins in El Paso for why?
Because it does.
The whole thing. And the rest of Texas, I don't think they like that. But do I care what the rest of Texas?
Actually, I saw, and I can't remember where it was. I saw somebody said that history, the Texas history begins here, but I can't remember where it was.
No, it's
right
beginning
now.
To catch on. I mean, we cooked it up here, but I don't care who uses it. It's just
we could start a Texas history begins here challenge. How's that?
No, we won it.
That would be fun.
We
though.
Already won it.
Yeah, but could you imagine a challenge? That'd be fun.
All right, give it a shot, Texas.
It'd be a great history challenge.
If
we get people interested.
Tell us how your history, Texas, is better, or shall we say earlier than ours.
Or better.
Enough of that. Okay, but trivia going on today. You got that?
Yes, we do. We've got 20. How many? What kind of certificates
two
do
coupons,
we have?
Two coupons, 20 each, Pepe's.
Oh, 20 this week. Okay, because it was kind of confusing
last
week.
Well, it was kind of fun last
yeah.
week.
We have two coupons to Pepe's New Mexican Food up there in KNUT available for the correct answers to our two trivia questions at the second hour.
And you're going to do trivia, and also you're going to do history moment.
Yes, we are. And it's going to be about, well, we're going to be talking about, you know, rocks and such, but we're going to talk
rocks.
About rocks.
Oh.
Big rocks.
Oh,
little rocks. Mountain rocks. Dinosaurs. And, all kinds of stuff.
And lunch at Pepe's.
And we're going to have lunch at Pepe's. And the history moment's about the El Paso, how El Paso was affected by the gold rush in California.
Oh, it really was. And you got to understand the train of thinking. Actually, the lack of trains came through here, and people walked. They
yeah,
walked to California
rush,
through
yeah,
here.
Yeah, the gold rush was in the 1840s.
Right, and but the getting there was like okay.
They had to stop by
El Paso, but look at the desert. How are you going to get from here to there? You got to come through and get a drink of water.
That's right. And we were the Southern Pass, so
right.
You know we were the 7-Eleven coming
well.
Through the El.
All right, shall we talk about some history in El Paso
yes,
today?
Yes, we shall.
And see, the thing about El Paso history is, if you want to go back to the beginning, you got to talk to rocks, like you said.
That's hey, and that's where we begin. Yeah,
it is the geology of El Paso we're talking about today. We have the guy in town who knows a lot about it, named Dr. Eric Kappas.
Good morning.
Hey, listen.
Thanks
to
for
him.
Having me.
That deep voice.
Listen to that deep
yes.
voice.
He has a great radio voice.
Well, you have a great radio voice, but you also have a great geology career. I've introduced you on some of the promos this week as the guy who found fossils, dinosaur tracks, and a career at Mount Cristo Rey.
Yeah, yeah. I found a career in trace fossils in El Paso.
Trace fossils, meaning what?
Meaning not body fossils, not bones, but footprints, burrows, tunnels. I even named a face print, echinoid face print here from El Paso, a new type of fossil.
Named
it's an echinoid.
Like a sand dollar face print, I guess.
Okay. What do you mean you named it?
Yeah, there's really no way to make a sand dollar face print exciting, but yeah, there was a new type of species here that I found at Mount Cristo Rey.
Did you name it the Philo Rock?
I wanted
after
to name
Goodell?
It after myself, you
oh,
know.
Oh, the Kappas Rock.
So it's called cardioichnus, which means heart trace.
Okay.
Cardioichnus. But the species I named was boring, a boring name that described the shape. I didn't get to name it after myself or grandma or something.
Let's take a look at your career. You are now the geology department of Southwestern University.
Yeah, not much of a department, but we'll start offering geology classes next term, hopefully. Yeah, well,
they've got the right guy if they want to kick this into high gear.
Oh yeah, they have
university.
The perfect person. Yeah, they have the perfect person for the job.
The best rabble rouser geologist that we know. And I call you a rabble rouser because when I met you, you were out walking across the desert and you took your boots off, put them in your backpack, and said, "This is better for me." And I watched you do that for several miles, and I thought, "This is going to wear off." No, it didn't. Well, you got into climbing rocks. I think you put your boots back on, but the walking across the desert stuff.
Well, I told you the whole strategy is take your shoes off, and then you're deathly afraid of everything you step on, so you pay attention, and that's how you find stuff.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
and it's like stepping on a Lego. Oh, yeah, I found it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the desert, the thing is, though, the Christo Rey history. I just want to highlight that because that's how you sort of evolved onto the scene. You were the guy. As an undergraduate in a geology class over at Christo Rey, I presume you were looking at fossils or something?
We were there for field camp. So
meaning
UTEP, every the beginning of every summer before it gets real hot, UTEP brings a big class, a summer class called Summer Field. They bring this class of students to make maps of the rocks. And Mount Christo Rey has quite complicated rocks, and also it's kind of the property that Insights currently owns, the 200 acres there on the north side, is a great mapping area. You know, it's surrounded by railroad tracks, and so it's a great area. But we were making maps there, just like students have for probably since Boza. So the first guy to make a map was Emil Boza, who worked for the Geological Department of Mexico. But he came and taught at UTEP 1915 to 1917. So he probably was having students make maps out there since 1915.
So you've got this caldera, I guess we should call it. It's a ring of mountains around Christo Rey that have lifted up a little bit.
Think of it like it's more like an earth pimple, more like an earth zit, you know, that didn't pop. And then when it starts to go away, it makes a crater of skin. It's more like that. I mean, it's probably a gross analogy.
I wasn't going to go there, but you do. I know
it's a volcano that didn't erupt. And so it's like a pimple that you didn't pop. That's
but the
going
point is,
away.
You had a flat seabed, and this stuff came up throughout the middle. And when it did, it pushed the exterior parts of the seabed away from it, putting them basically on a wall.
Yeah, and we call that a dome in geology.
Doom.
And that happened long enough ago that it's all the stuff that was on the top of the dome is eroded away.
Right.
And the core that used to be molten rock, that's now exposed at the top.
That's what you see.
And that's what the cross is sitting on, yeah.
And the little things around the edges I keep referring to as the tilted up walls, that's where you found the track.
Yeah, Lovejoy called it maybe Boza called it the rampart, kind of like, you know, back in medieval times. But it's just this ring around the mountain, and there's two of them. There's an outer and an inner rampart. The inner one is, you know, on the trail that as you go up
right.
the trail right away, which served as a corral, you know, for mule herders back in the days of the Camino Real. But the outer rampart has all sedimentary rocks, and that's full of 1,000 dinosaur tracks, probably more than 1,000. But they haven't let me go out there with a bulldozer and dig
look
yet.
For
well,
more.
Now if you want to go, you go with Insights.
Yeah, every so here's your Insights promo. Insights Science Museum, probably El Paso Science Museum, you could call them.
Yeah.
They were donated the dinosaur tracks, 200 acres, by Stanley Jobe in 2003. And they still have that property, and they're doing monthly tours out to the dinosaur tracks. For the public, paid tours, led by guides that I train. So the guides know their stuff, in other words.
That's Insights still has their website. It's Insights.
Yeah, Insights. Oof. Insights.com. I know their phone.
I'll look it up,
you can Google it. Yeah, we should give their I know their phone number is 534-0000. And
that's a hard one.
Insights Science Museum.
I'll look that up and
you
make sure
can
I
also,
get on the Facebook page.
They call them the Dino Tracks Tours, so you can also Google that. That's what most of us do. I don't remember anything anymore. I just Google it.
You're
you know?
Getting so old.
Yeah. What's mom's phone number? Hey, phone. What's mom's?
When the internet's down, you're lost.
Yeah. I'm back to rocks.
Well, talk about geology at Christo Rey. I wanted to bring that up because I know that's your history. A lot of people now understand who Eric Kappas is, Dr. Eric Kappas. Back then, you were an undergraduate. You managed somehow to get all those degrees.
Not without time and work. Yeah, they bled me good. UTEP bled me good.
And a lot of help.
But you know, during that time, I also had the chance to bring hundreds of groups out to Mount Cristo Rey and to do what I love best, which is to take people out and show them cool stuff that's in their backyard. And, you know, my deal is showing El Pasoans how much awesome stuff is here.
Okay, if you dug deep enough under Kern Place, would you hit some dinosaur tracks?
So, not in Kern Place, but if you were to loop around Crazy Cat, there are some dinosaur tracks on the southern side of Crazy Cat. But I always get yelled at for trespassing when I go down there.
There's an issue right
there. So I'm not sending, don't go to Crazy Cat looking for dinosaur tracks. There are some, but they're not nearly as good as the ones at Mount Cristo Rey.
Well, we have a picture on Facebook. It turned out good.
Yes, we do. Also, I found the website, and it is simply insightselpaso.org. And you'll find all the information. They still have school programs going on, and they've got the Dino Tracks tours listed up there and nerd nights and all kinds of great things.
Yeah, so. I did a nerd night one time. The nerd nights are really cool, and they're real different, too. The topics vary a lot.
Great.
Well, I just want to get Cristo Rey out there because I know that's part of your history. If we've covered it enough for your purposes, that's fine. Now, you came in with a whole list of other things, historic geology places all around the El Paso region. Cristo Rey was the one that I thought was most interesting for your history because that's where you started, but you've gone all over the place. But just one last thing on Cristo Rey. Hypabyssal andesite Pluton.
That's still right. You're
I got it right still.
But I'm nobody's going to understand you when you say that,
yeah,
no matter
I'm
how
right
many
there.
Times.
Well, andesite means that when the geologists first found it, they had already found that kind of rock in the Andes.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided it was andesite.
Yep.
That's garbage. I mean, why not call it Kappus rock?
Well, andesite's a real general term, and another thing that I hate to break it to you, but when you deal with igneous rocks, you give it a name, but then you go back and you make a microscope slide of the rock, you know,
yeah.
And analyze the chemistry with big machines, and almost always the name is different. So I tell all my intro students that all the names I'm teaching them essentially are lies, because later on they're going to find out, you know, this rock I told them could never be black, it can be black, and it is. And so, yeah.
The truth of geology comes out sooner or later.
This is why I avoid igneous rocks and stay to easy things like fossils.
Oh, God. Eric Kappus is here. We're talking all kinds of stuff. Melissa, what do you think about Cristo Rey? Have you been up there ever?
Oh, I've seen the tracks way, way back when you first discovered them. And we took a tour out there with Marianne Dodson and when she was involved way, way back. And it was amazing.
Well, back in that era, they wanted the guy who was running Insights at the time with her money wanted to put out a museum out there. That was a rather large, ambitious plan.
Yeah, was that Randall Hayes?
Hayes,
that
yeah.
Talking about?
Oh, yeah, Randall
Yeah,
Hayes.
I think he was a famous guy, too. He came from Chicago or he came from some other
big museum.
Well,
he started Insights 20, 30 years ago and then came back all the way around after his career kind of brought him back here.
Wow.
And the idea was to put all kinds of interesting museum places over there and have the exhibits right there the wall that you found.
And I always thought it'd been great. I'd love to see Insights build right next to Keystone in that lot right across the street.
Oh.
But it's not downtown.
Well, see, there's a plan there. If you hit the lottery ticket tonight,
Throw
a few million at this. You know what I would do? I'd buy that off of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Could you imagine being next to Keystone, which is an archaeological site? You'd be real close to Cristo Rey. You know,
You're really selling this, aren't you?
I think so. I think
it's
not
a bad idea.
Place.
Okay,
so
what are we going to call it? The Southern Donovan Entertainment District or something?
Well, it's on the Camino Real.
Yeah, I mean, there is so much
use
down
the word
there.
Rocks, use the word dinosaurs in the title, and then you got
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Keystone Rocks at the Dinosaur Park.
Yeah, there is, but there's so much down there already. I mean, the racetrack is down there, and Western Playland is down there. Rosa's Cantina is down there.
Well, we could all go there afterwards.
Let's get that lottery ticket and have this discussion. What do you say?
There you go.
In the meantime, Eric Kappus is here. We need to take a break here. We're going to do that?
I think so.
And you do have the second hour going to come up with the California Gold Rush. That will be interesting. In the meantime, if somebody has a question about rocks and or places or whatever, they can Facebook?
You can go on the Facebook page and see what we got there, and we'll have Eric's picture up shortly. But if that's the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, or give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the Old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
You got what it takes to make it in these parts? If not, see the small engine pros at Northern Tool. Besides fixing everything from mowers to blowers, they've got more than 500,000 parts. From filters, blades, and belts to parts for pressure washers, water pumps, and generators. They service what they sell, and other brands too. Any repair, any brand. So if your equipment isn't performing, get it serviced today at Northern Tool. Great service, great parts, great prices. Northern Tool and Equipment.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm in pain. I'm a little sister.
We always had to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, I know. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Talking rocks here at History with Eric Kappas. You got a lot to do here. Just to let you know, we have a Facebook page. Also, we have a website, ephistory.com. And ephistory.com is where we do all kinds of things, like the Missing Pattersons. We're putting up regularly some pieces of the old El Paso Herald Post articles. There's 160-some-odd articles from the old Herald Post about what happened to the Pattersons. And if you go read every one, which I have done, you sort of get an idea of what happened to them. So that's kind of fun to follow that. Nobody's ever found them, so there's that. It's on dphistory.com. Also, just to let you know, all our segments on the recent ABC 7 series of El Paso History TV are now online at youtube.com, El Paso History TV. And if you want to do us a favor, go become a member of that. Go join that. And it doesn't cost you anything, but when you click on that, every time we put up a new video, you get a notice. We've got 130-some-odd videos about El Paso history up there now. More to come as we get more into it. So join our channel and get automatic notices there. Also, Amigos is open again. God Amigo. Bless them. That's very good food down there.
Yeah, and it's a neat place.
Well, they had a fire. They came back, and I asked Hookie yesterday. I was over there. I said, what caused the fire? The kitchen went, oh, no, no. Everybody thinks the kitchen went. No, it was a neon sign at the front of the business.
Yeah, neon signs are good for that. It
took them a long time to come fix that with the fire equipment. So anyway, he's back on online there on Montana, one block east of Cotton. Also, save the date. The poppies are active, and they want to let you know today you can go out to the Archaeology Museum, even though Trans Mountain Road is closed from snow.
It'll probably open up pretty soon. It's starting to melt pretty quick.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, at the moment, you got to go all the way around the mountain from where we are, and on the northeast side, you can still get up to the Archaeology Museum. Their Poppies Fest is next week, although I think their festival right now, they're festive now. and also, you can buy poppy seeds. Out there, you can buy a bag of poppy seeds. You throw them all over your yard and forget about them.
And hope to gosh they grow.
And they'll do their own thing or they won't. So that's what I got.
Okay. Movie time at the International Museum of Art. History. Hello. I'm doing really well today. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., the Sunset Heights Film Society presents pre-movies. And today, they've got Sleeping with the Enemy, which is a great movie starring Julia Roberts. And it's a great psychological thriller. And then March 23rd, they've got their special spring break attraction, which is National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase. And then you have March 30th, you've got the El Paso French Club's